Let's get a call in here. Let's get Ken in Baltimore. Hi, Ken. You're on with Dr. David Cloutier and me.
Good morning. I just had a quick question. You talk about the symbolic gestures. How much preparation do you think the prospective folks kind of do, preparing, if you will, their acceptance speeches and thinking about where they're going to sit, what they're going to wear, what they may be saying? I mean, it seems like more prepared even than the Oscars.
That's
a great question. I think that on the one hand, there isn't a lot of preparation because, for example, he spoke off the cuff in his initial discussion. On the other hand, he had been discussed, before he was in the conclave in 2005. And so he has some sense, I think, of what are important symbolic actions. And so he definitely chose the name, for example, chose not to wear some of the fancy dress, chose to have the people bless him before he blessed the people. Those were clearly intentional choices that tried to express a certain understanding of his identity as Pope.
And also, Ken and Doctor, people were saying his selection of using the Lord's Prayer is something that basically most people around the world know was an important signal as well.
That was extraordinary, because it allowed everyone present to participate in the prayer.
So, Ken.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
I appreciate it. Take care. And also, Doctor, when you think about what the Pope, the whole thing around the power of that position, we have a story out this morning that apparently the Pope kind of, not I want to say snuck out, but left the Vatican without a lot of fanfare to go get his own bags. I mean, there's certain things he's doing that are different.
Well, he's never lived in Rome before, so it's going to be very interesting to have somebody who's been used to riding the bus to work from a little apartment be the leader of 1 billion people in Rome. I mean, that's a major lifestyle change, and he's obviously very conscious of wanting to live a simple lifestyle, and I suspect he will continue to do that.
Let's get Kathy in Towson. Hi, Kathy. Great. Go ahead.
Hi, C4. I just wanted to ask, I know somebody before me talked about this being like the Oscars, the cost. I mean, all these cardinals had to fly in, and I'm just wondering the cost. If he's, and he is a simple man, I don't know how one rectifies in their conscience the cost.
Well, when he was elevated to cardinal in Rome, he actually publicly asked people not to come from Argentina, but rather to donate their plane fare to the poor.
That's significant right there.
I think, again, he understands some of the concerns that you're asking in that question, and I think we will see more statements and actions that reflect a church moving towards simplicity.
Thank you so much, Dr. David Cloutier, for your expertise in this field. He's a theology professor at Mount St. Mary's University, and we're in a new era. Doctor, we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll see.
Thank you so much.